I'll call the Lapine City Council regular session back into order. And we're on item number 4, which is added agenda items. And I understand, staff, there are none.
Correct.
But item 5 is the consent agenda. And is there any comments or discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to pull an item from the consent agenda.
Okay.
Reimbursement to the mayor for the LED luncheon.
I didn't get reimbursed for it. I mean, I paid my $20.
No, I mean, I don't think we've ever pulled something from the consent.
So
how do we pull it and then discuss it? Or?
My understanding is that, yeah, it gets added to the, as an agenda item.
Agenda
item. Yeah, for discussion.
There's something about a further step to pull.
Yeah, the irony is that we reviewed our council rules and procedures last week, and I don't recall what the process is for that.
But let's just go to the point of, is there consensus to call that item from the consent agenda? Everybody? Okay. It's pulled.
Okay.
We'll add it to a let's just go to the first let's go to do that now. We will put it after the consent agenda, immediately after, and then we will take a motion to approve the consent agenda as so amended.
Okay, so we're going to discuss that after the consent agenda.
Right.
Okay. Then, on the consent agenda, I still need to state a conflict with the payment to the Wilderness Garbage and Recycling Bill. Therefore, I withdraw from the discussion and the approval of the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda. Moved and seconded. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda?
Aye.
Opposed? The changed consent agenda is approved. Okay. So now we're at item 6. Or 5A. I'm going to call that 5A. Is that in the which one of these is 5A? 5AA? Revenue and expenses, is that what?
That was 5BI.
Oh, 5B5. Okay, thank you.
Indio.
Indio.
Okay. So, since you withdrew it, can we have your comments?
Discussion? Sure. This was a reimbursement for LED, which is a Pine Industrial Group's luncheon. And I thought I, as the representative of the city to the LED, if there was a reimbursement, that I would be the one for that.
I was invited as a speaker, and this is mileage, and that's all this is. I mean, I went there in official capacity, and I already get paid for my mileage. I paid for my own lunch.
So, well, I did too.
Okay.
I always pay for my lunch.
But I will say that I got a call from Janet Burton, who said that there was one person that didn't have to pay for the lunch, and that was a member, you know, of the LED group. And I said, well, that's not me. He's Stu. But okay, okay.
That was probably Rick, who didn't have to pay for his lunch.
So,
but then I, another question is, as the alternate, Councillor Agin would be the next person to go if I were not able to go in the official capacity as a city representative. Is that correct? Because she's the alternate. Okay, I'm just clarifying that.
Yeah, no, I that's logical.
If you're submitting this because you were a guest speaker, then that's fine.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Well, then that's why I had to ask.
Okay. And really, you're right, because there can be no, if I remember correctly, there can be no discussion about the consent agenda. If you want to talk about something in there, you have to pull it out. So you, this is all proper.
Well, I need a little clarification for, because sometimes she wants to go, but you're there, so that makes a quorum.
But we all understand that if counselors can be, and multiple counselors can be at any event, and there could be it would look like a quorum, but we're not speaking about official city business.
That was what I asked for clarification, so that I guess it's clear now that she can go when all three of us are there. Okay?
That's my understanding, correct?
Yeah, I would, yeah, stuff's like going to LOC. No? I mean, okay. Yeah. Very good, very good.
Well, I mean,
discussion
that was a question Kathy just asked me before we talked about this, so now it's clarified.
Okay.
Good. So we'll see you at the next one.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And I'll speak to that also a little more in the fact that the LED is a membership organization. If you want to be a member of LED, pay the $100 at whatever level you feel like paying, you know, and become a member.
And we're looking for members.
Anybody can go to the LED. Those in capacity, and then the others that are members. Anyway, we'll move along. We got to public comments. Number 6. Are there any public comments? Hearing none, we will move to item number 7, a funding request by the High Lakes Car Club. Jesse, would you please come up? The microphone, you sort of have to get up by it.
Should already be on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not? Oh, that's
push
okay.
The little button at the bottom and the little red, dim red light will come on.
Am I on?
There you go.
There you go.
All right, I am Jesse Hager. I'm with the High Lakes Car Club, and we did submit a request for a funding request, and this was for some work that we work in conjunction with the senior center a lot because our show is held there, and we had gotten word that they have an irrigation project coming up, and we wanted to help with that. And along with that, we also submitted a request for some new signs that we need for the show and for the swap meet and stuff. So if there was any funds available, you know, from the city, we would hope that maybe we could help us with that. But and that's about all I have, I think.
Questions, Council?
I mean, did we go through the funding request process already?
She submitted a, or the car club submitted a request for funding.
Okay.
So the application is in here somewhere, but I do have a copy of it here, but yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it's in the budget.
So we had originally missed the